Right now, we are in a new series, Throwback. Abang pinag-uusapan namin to, I believe na lahat, dahil lahat tayo dito, marami sa atin dito, pinanganak 90s, majority of us. Kailan ba to? Kahapon, I did a survey sa Facebook. And some of you here, sumagot kayo doon. And maybe some of you, nag-post pa kayo ng mga picture nyo, yung throwback natin, 90s. And some of the answers that I got, okay, sa throwback natin, Facebook na sinurvey ko. Ang tanong ko doon, batang 90s ka kung alam mo ito. So may example doon, kung music man yan, movies, games, or whatever, fashion. So batang 90s ka, pag medyo alam mo to. Okay. And ito yung mga nakuha kong sagot. Batang 90s ka kapag meron ka nito, brick game. Sino na ganun ng brick game? Batang 90s nga kayo. Alam mo, grabe, wala pa yung mga iPad na yan. Yung mga, may brick game na tayo. Okay? Talagang pinuposisyon mo yan kung saan para malaglag talaga yan. Okay? And also, hindi lang yun. Meron din, batang 90s ka kapag meron ka nito. Tamagotchi. Yung iba, sinasabit pa natin sa mga bag natin yan, sa mga sinturon natin, sa mga sinturera natin. Kasi inaalagaan natin yan eh, di ba? Inaalagaan mo yan, huwag mong pababaya. Parang si, merong version ngayon sa mga iPad, si Poe eh, di ba? Pero wala sinabi si Poe, yan talaga, talagang, ano yan, classic yan. And of course, batang 90s ka pagka alam mo ang connect ng lapis at saka ng cassette tape. Sino nakakaalam nito? Tanong ka, sino yung mga pinanganak ng 2000? 2000 na? Most likely, hindi nyo na alam to. Ang connect nito, ang connect ng lapis, okay? At saka ng cassette tape, pag magre-rewind ka o magpa-fast forward ka ng tape, pasok mo lang yung lapis, ikot mo lang na ganon. Tapos hugutin mo, isaksak mo uli. So, yan ang ibig sabihin pag batang 90s ka. And of course, pag batang 90s ka, I believe lahat ng mga basketball fanatic dito, ito yung panahon, ito yung era na maraming pinaiiyak ang Chicago Bulls. Okay? Talagang Grand Slam, ang daming mga championship ring ni Michael Jordan. Ito yung panahon na talagang sa lahat ng mga games nila, I think meron pa silang record na 72 wins in a season. 72-74. Okay? And of course, ito talaga, ito yung matindi. Actually, after ko nakita to, nagpa-trauma counseling ako, nakita ko to. Matindi yung trauma ang hinatid sa akin ito kasi ito yung sabi niya, batang 90s ka. Kung alam mo ang hairstyle na Kim P. So, alam na. Parang ngayon, may trauma pa ako. Ha? Parang, Brad, counselan mo nga ako. So, pag batang 90s ka, alam mo yung mga Kim P. Pagka wala kang wax, alam mo yung pagka humahagod ka ng buhok mo, pag ganun. Talaga Red Sea, naghihiwalay yan. Ang bira, nag-sorry pa siya eh. Nag-sorry pa si Ethan. Sorry, Pastor Jeff. Okay, mamaya mag-uusap tayo kung nandito ka man, ha. Okay, again, we are bringing you back. Dun sa mga times, of course, not just the 90s, pero the reason why we are having this series throwback is for, I believe, lahat tayo dito, one way or another, we appreciate yung mga pagka naaalala natin yung mga panahon natin dati. Diba? Maybe yung iba sa inyo, may mga puppy love pa kayo, mga tutang pag-ibig, naaalala nyo na. Pag binabalikan nyo, ay grabe, ang sweet naman namin nun. Yung iba sa inyo, talaga hindi nyo ma-appreciate. Nagka-crush ako sa kanya, parang, iyo, yuck! Masuka-suka ka pag naaalala mo, diba? Pero may mga bagay na, alam mo yun, na nangyari nung nakaraan, years back, and somehow it became a culture. That until now, nakikita natin nangyayari. And that is what we will talk about for the next 3 weeks. We want to lay down to all of you, especially yung mga 90s, mga pinanganak ng 2000. Kasi itong victory, nagsimula to 1984. Most of you here, majority ng nasa place na to, hindi pa kayo pinapanganak. But for us to really appreciate the history, for us to really appreciate kung ano ang meron tayo ngayon as a church, as a movement, we need to go back. Kung ano talaga ang pinagsimulan ng victory. And what are the sayings that really shaped our movement, our church? In fact, 1984, yung nag-start ng victory, let me just share this with you. merong banner tayo na nakalagay, Jesus, period. And ako, napunta kasi ako sa Victory 1998, sa Victory U-Belt. At ang unang-una ko talaga nakita sa stage nila, Jesus, period, na malaking banner. Yun yung sinasabi natin that as we go back, as we have this throwback series, we will appreciate kung saan ba tayo nagsimula. Kung bakit tayo lumaki ng ganito, kung bakit maraming mga nasa Victory Group ngayon, nagwa-one-to-one, na-disciple, but we need to appreciate kung saan tayo nagsimula. And of course, again, the founder of Victory is none other than Pastor Steve Murrell and his wife, Deborah, yung naka-encircle. So, ayan si Pastor Steve at saka si Deborah Murrell. So, sila yung nag-start talaga dito after nag-mission sila dito sa Pilipinas 1984. And then, after a month, they need to go back 60 Americans. Okay, they need to go back to the U.S. Pero nagpaiwan si Pastor Steve because he believed that God called him para mag-start dito ng church. And kaya nga nagkaroon tayo ng Victory since 1984. And right now, this year, we are celebrating 30 years of Victory. So, hindi pa kapatao, meron ng Victory. So, as we talk about that, and as we lay down kung ano yung mga sayings natin, again, Jesus period, pag-uusapan natin ngayon, and next week, every member, a minister, and the last week, a Bible and a passport. Then, tatanungin nyo, bakit kailangan ng passport ang babata pa namin? Pag-uusapan natin yon. Exciting to, on the third week. Can we just open the word of prayer? Lord, we just want to commit this time to you, Lord. We thank you for, indeed, God, you are amazing, and you are here with us, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask you that you would fill this place with your presence, Lord. Open our hearts that we may receive from you, God. We glorify you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. There are a lot of words and sayings about Lordship of Christ. And that is what we're going to talk about today. When we talk about Jesus, period, it means to say, no one follows next after Jesus. No one is above him. No one can ever compare to him because it is Jesus, period. In fact, in Acts chapter 2, verse 36, mababasa natin to, that therefore, let all Israel be assured of this, God has made this Jesus whom you crucified. Hindi masyadong offensive si Peter dito, no? Kayo, na pinako nyo si Jesus. So, medyo kulang siya dito. Pero sabi niya dito, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Pag sinabi natin Christ, it means Savior, Messiah. And you know, nowadays, in the modern Christianity, there's this unbalanced perspective about who Jesus is. Because nowadays, yung mga Kristiyano ngayon, they put more emphasis on Jesus being Savior, but a little emphasis on Jesus as Lord. And yun yung pag-uusapan natin. In fact, in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, only two times lang sinabi yung word na Savior. Two times in the book of Acts, if you are reading a book of Acts, and then in the whole New Testament, 24 times binanggit yung salitang Savior. On the other hand, the word Lord was mentioned 92 times in the book of Acts. Compare natin sa word na Savior, 2 times lang. Pero ang word na Lord, Jesus as Lord, 92 times. And in the whole New Testament, it's actually 747 times. Now, the problem, again, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, the problem is we are putting so much emphasis on Jesus as being Savior. Yes, He is our Savior. How many of you believe that He is our Savior? Yung iba, hindi naniniwala, ah. Nakita ni Lord yan. But somehow, we are putting a little emphasis on Jesus as being Lord. However, kahit na nasabi natin, nabasa natin na mas marami talaga, kasi pag sa Bible, pag sinasabi mo na dalawang beses sinabi ang isang word, it means to say, that's important. Okay? May emphasis. And how much more? 92 times in Acts, 747 in the whole New Testament. Now, the question is, what does it really mean? Okay, when we say Jesus is Lord. Ano ba talaga ang ibig sabihin sa akin ito? Jesus period, that was a saying, 1984, nag-start ang victory. But ngayon, we are a new generation. What does it mean to me? What does it mean to all of us when we say that Jesus is Lord? Three things I want to share. First thing is that Lordship is obedience, not an oath. It's more about obeying the Word of God, obeying God, more than what we say. Hindi lang yung sinasabi natin that Jesus is Lord. Hindi lang yung lagi pag sinasabi natin sa mga classmates natin that Jesus is Lord. But it's more of obeying it, obeying His Word and obeying Him, more than just an oath. In fact, it says in Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Some of you here, if you are here for the first time, maybe hindi mo pa nadaanan to, hindi mo pa narinig, first time mo narinig tong scripture na to, meron sa Bible nito. Hindi ibig sabihin na tinatawag natin ang Panginoon na Panginoon, Panginoon, we will enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he, listen to this, only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Lord, did we not lead a victory group? Lord, did we not attend church? Did we not pray? Lord, hindi ba ako nag-one-to-one? Yung mga nagwa-one-to-one. Lord, hindi ba ako nag-lead, nag-victory group? Sabi dito, many will say to me, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Minsan iniisip natin, nag-lead naman ako ng victory group. Nag-a-attend ako. Nag-worship ako every Friday. In fact, 5 and 7, nag-a-attend ako ng youth service. Ganun ako kalupit. Ganun ko kamahal si Lord. So Lord, sabi dito, I will not enter the kingdom of heaven. But sabi dun sa scripture na binasa natin, only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. That's a very strong word. How many of you would say, lakas nito. Get away from me, you evildoers. Now, my point here is that, yes, we might be calling him Lord, but somehow, hindi nakikita yun sa buhay natin. We might be saying that Jesus is Lord over my life, but yet, there's immoralities, pornography, there's fornication, there's compromise, there's cheating. Tinawag pa natin na Lord si Lord kung hindi din natin siya susundin. But we need to understand, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? And some of us here, bilang mga estudyante, sasabihin natin, Lord, paano ko mag-glorify kung babagsak ako sa exam? Pakopya nga. Basta sinabi ng classmate mo, ayoko nga, for God's glory, pakopyahin mo ako. Ginamit pa natin si Lord. Kawawa naman ako. For the glory of God to. Ano ka ba? But somehow, we have this wrong mindset about Jesus as being Lord. Jesus, period. Somehow, sinasabi natin na, you know, sinusunod naman kita, Lord eh. But the question is, how are we if we are not in church? How are we if we go home after the service and then merong problema, may mga nangyayari, ano kaya yung condition ng heart natin? Will we still say that Jesus is Lord? But I want to tell you that Lordship is all about obedience. It's never an oath. Hindi ito yung sinasabi lang natin. Hindi ito yung alam mo yung pinapakita lang natin that we are attending church, we are worshiping God, praise God for that. But the problem is kung hindi natin ipinapamuhay yung sinasabi natin, because this is all about obedience, is all about obeying God. Ano ba yung sinasabi ni Lord sa atin? Huwag kang mandaya, huwag kang mangopya, huwag kang tumingin sa mga sa opposite sex ng may halong kalaswaan. Are we obeying God? Or it's just an oath? You know, I worship God, I love Jesus. But are we obeying God's word? God's truth? Again, lordship is all about obedience, not an oath. You know what I realize is that, you know, we as men and women, humans, we have this tendency to play God. Even at the beginning, magto-throwback tayo mula sa Genesis, book of Genesis. When Eve, you know, sinned against God, she was tempted. Mga babae talaga eh, no? Hindi, joke lang. Si Eve, yung unang-unang tao. I believe that some of you here, most of you here, alam niyo yung story, di ba? Sabi ni Lord, yung nilagay ni God si Adam and Eve dun sa Garden of Eden, sabi nga ni Lord, this is good and this is evil. Merong puno dun. And sabi nga ni God sa kanila, you can eat anything. Anything that you want, you can eat, but not this fruit. And then dumating ang serpent. Sabi nga ng serpent, alam mo, ang galing ng demonyo. Sabi, hindi niya tinempt. Alam mo, masarap yan. Hindi niya sinabi yon. Pero ang sinabi ng demonyo, sabi ng serpent, you know, pag kinain mo to, you will be like God. Hindi niya tinempt na masarap yan. Alam mo yun, maganda sa health yan. Wala siya sinabi. Basta sinabi niya, you will be like God. And then, Eve was tempted. Then, she took a bite. Kumain siya, kumagat siya. Then, all of a sudden, nakita niya. Uy. Why? Because meron siyang pag-iisip, you know, if I'm gonna take this, I can be like God, and I can decide on my own. And the reality is, hindi ba hindi lang si Eve yung ganon? Even tayo, may ganon tayong tendency. Gusto natin na may Diyos, Jesus is Lord, but somehow, tayo din, Lord din tayo. Minsan naikihati tayo sa Lordship ni Jesus. Pag sinabi ni Jesus na ganito, Lord, ano ba naman to? Pwede mo ba medyo iusog-usog ng konti yung mga sinasabi mo? Eh, mahal ko siya. Lord, pwede bang dalawa tayong Lord? Lord, pwede bang masunod ako dito? Lord, ano ba naman to? Babagsak na ako sa board. Lord, kailangan ko ng kumopia. Pwede bang dalawa tayong Lord ngayon? Minsan inuusog natin, Lord, pwede ka bang mag-adjust para sa akin? Hindi pwede yun eh. Hindi pwedeng mag-adjust si Lord because He is supreme. The book of Colossians tells us that He is supreme of all beings. That is why He is the boss, He is the master, He knows what He is doing. But the problem is, it's more than just an oath for some people. More than the obedience, yung pagsunod natin sa Panginoon. Again, it's about obeying it. Obeying Him more than words you say. In fact, sino sa inyo dito nakakaalam ng song na More Than Words? Gusto nyo kantahin ko? Itong More Than Words na to, throwback, 90s din to, 1991, pinasikat to, ng Extreme. Sino sa inyo dito nakaabot kayo? Naabutan nyo to, di ba? Tingnan nyo yung words dito. Ah. Sabi dito, saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. It's not that I want you not to say, but if you only knew how easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all you have to do to make it real. More than words. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me because I'd already know. You know, when I was looking at these lyrics, parang ito yung paraphrase nung binasa natin kanina. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Parang paraphrase to Then sinasabi dito, bakit hindi lang sa salita na sinasabi natin that, Lord, ikaw ang boss ng buhay ko. Lord, ikaw ang mangunguna sa buhay ko. Ikaw ang magdi-decide sa lahat ng mga gagawin ko sa buhay. It's more than words. It's all about obeying Jesus. It's all about putting His words in our hearts and obeying. May nakakita man sa atin o wala. It's more about obedience to Jesus. And again, Lordship is all about obedience, never an oath. And also, Lordship is a devotion, not a duty. It's a new devotion. In fact, sabi nga dun sa 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, but in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. It means to say, pag sinabi natin set apart, wala siyang ibang kasama o katulad. Set apart siya. Hindi mo siya pwedeng ipantay sa boyfriend mo or sa girlfriend mo. Set apart siya. Hindi mo siya pwedeng ipantay sa mga kung ano man yung desire ng hearts mo ngayon. He is set apart, but in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. And again, Lordship is all about devotion, not a duty. Sino sa inyo dito? You know, meron kang ginagawa kahit na ayaw mong gawin, kailangan mong gawin. Di ba? Parang minsan, alam mo yung, meron ba dito yung gustong-gusto mo maglinis ng kubeta? Naya ko na maglilinis ng kubeta. Gustong-gusto ko naglilinis ng kubeta eh. Okay? Meron ba dito? I'm sure wala. Gagawin mo yun, pag inutusan ka ng nanay mo, gagawin mo. Why? Because you have to. Kailangan mo gawin eh, inutusan ka eh. O meron ba dito talagang, alam mo yun, kahit bakasyon na, gusto mo nagbabasa ng calculus, ng mga kung ano-ano, talagang pupunta ka sa school mo, sir, wala ba tayong exam ngayon? Gusto kong mag-exam eh. Diba? Uhaw na uhaw ako eh. Talagang, alam mo, hindi ako makatulog kakaisip sa mga nire-review ko. Wala namang ganun, diba? Pero mag-exam ka because you have to. Kailangan mong gawin. Pero may mga bagay na kahit hindi ka utusan, ginagawa mo. Lalo na, ginagawa mo yon dahil sa mahal mo. Sino sa inyo dito nagmamahal ka? Nagmamahal? May minamahal? Okay, marami-rami sa atin ang may minamahal. O, sino sa inyo, geto na lang, sino sa inyo dito yung katabi mo, mukhang may minamahal talaga? May minamahal. Okay. Sino sa inyo dito, ikaw yung minamahal ng katabi mo? Talagang, parang nagkaroon ng ano dito, no? Love. But again, listen to this. Pag ang isang bagay, ginagawa mo, kahit hindi ka utusan, ibig sabihin, gusto mo yung ginagawa mo. Mahal mo ang ginagawa mo. It's a devotion, not a duty. Diba kung dati, diba pag kami nag-aaya sa'yo, uy, samahan mo naman ako, aray, ang sakit ng paa ko. Aray, nahina-high blood ako. Diba? Pag-aayaw mo yung kaibigan mo, naku, aray, ano ba, lahat nalang sumasakit sa akin. Kasu-kasu, ano ba to? Ba't ngayon lang sumakit to? Lumapit ka sa akin, diba? Pero pagka lumapit sa'yo, mahal mo, uy, samahan mo naman ako, maglakad naman tayo, paakyat ng Antipolo. Sure, lakarin natin, Antipolo. Diba? Kahit na high heels yan. Kahit na ilang bundok ang lakarin natin, lalakarin natin yan. Why? Because you like doing it. It's never a duty. It's a devotion. Parang ganun yung relationship natin kay Lord. Pag sinabi natin that Jesus is Lord, it means to say everything that we do is all about the response, a response of, this is a devotion, God. Lord, kaya ako ginagawa, Lord, kaya ako hindi ako mangungopya? Lord, kaya rirespetuhin ko ang parents ko? Kaya igagalang ko yung opposite sex, yung mga babae o mga lalaki? Because it's a devotion, it's never a duty. Hindi dahil sinabi mo kasi, Lord, ganito, susundin ko. Sinabi kasi ni Pastor, pagka hindi, pupunta ng impyerno, di gagawin ko. Hindi ganon, but it's a devotion. Ang pagsunod natin sa Panginoon, it's out of this heart na talagang sinasabi natin, Lord, ikaw lang Panginoon ko. It's all about you. It's never about my duty. of doing things. Eh Lord, sabi ni Pastor, kailangan magbasa ako ng Bible eh. Hindi ka magbabasa ng Bible because it's a duty that you have to. Magbabasa ka ng Bible because it's a devotion, Lord. You are my God, you are my Lord, you are my Master. Then, kaya pag nagbabasa ka ng Bible, grabe Lord, ang sarap ng feeling nito. Hindi yung parang pagod ka, ano naman, magbabasa na naman yan. Ano bang book ngayon? Romance daw, romance. Sabi ni Victory Group Leader. Hindi ano, hindi burden. But it's a devotion. Ano na naman yan, naatin na naman ng youth service. Magtatalo na naman kami doon. Sige, makitalo na rin. Oo. It's never a duty, it's a devotion. It's all about, Lord, I love you. The reason why I'm doing this is not because the pastor said it, not because my Victory Group leader tell me to do this, but this is all about my devotion to you. I will follow you. Lord, may nakatingin man o wala. It's a devotion, never a duty. Again, lordship is obedience, not an oath. Lordship is a devotion, not a duty. And last thing is that lordship is an ongoing relationship, not a one-time affair. I want to say this again. Lordship is an ongoing relationship. It's never a one-time affair. In fact, it says here in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith, as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Continue to live in Him. This is all about lordship. Listen to this. It is an ongoing relationship. It's never a one-time affair. In fact, sino sa inyo dito nakakita na kayo ng wedding proposal? May na-witness na kayo, wedding proposal? Alam mo yung may... Alam mo yung parang, you know, sa beach, talagang may mga kinukunsaba pa. Of course, si Pastor Jerry did a wonderful job proposing to our very own campus missionary as well, Che. Napakasarap tignan pag may wedding proposal, isn't it? Di ba, alam mo yung mga papa, aww. Di ba, parang, ang sarap tignan. But how many of you believe after this wedding proposal, the couple needs to work out their relationship? They need to work out for the preparation of their wedding. They need to work out for the preparation of their house. Kung saan sila titira, kung ilan magiging anak nila. This is not just a one-time affair. Yung pag ang babae na pa, aww. Hindi lang ganun yun, hindi natatapos dun yun. But it's an ongoing relationship. It's all about the guy continuously pursuing the lady. Because this is never a one-time affair. Lordship, when we say Jesus period, it's never about a one-time affair. Hindi yung pagka, alam mo yun, pagka pumasok tayo dito, pagka may tumutugtog, alam mo yun, tapos nagpe-praise and worship, umiiyak ka pa, feeling ng mga kaibigan mo, mas nauna nag-a-attend sa'yo, backslider sila, kasi kung ikaw, maka-worship ka talaga. Diba talaga? Lahat ginagawa mo talaga, hindi ka mapakalit, talagang mapa-worship ka. Pero pag uwi mo, wala na, balik na, mura dito, mura dyan, inom dito, inom dun. Magsisinungaling ako, gagawin ko to, i-disrespect ko yung parents ko. As if, accepting Jesus as Lord is just a one-time affair. O next week ulit, Friday, worship ulit tayo. Pag uwi, ganun na naman. Inuman ulit. O basa na naman tayo ng mga pornographic magazines. Nood na naman tayo ng mga nude movies. But lordship, are you listening? Lordship is an ongoing relationship. It's growing. In fact, this relationship, I'm telling you, hindi ka mapapasama dito sa relasyon na to. Napakasarap na may relasyon sa Panginoon. Hindi yung One time, okay ka. Pag uwi mo, pagod ka. Lord, balik na naman ako sa dati. Yung mga tinatago kong magazine sa ilalim ng kama ko, titignan ko na naman. But it is an ongoing relationship. You know, this is what I realized as we close. Sometimes we define obedience as to where or when is the boundary line. Minsan sasabihin natin, oh, mga dalawang bote lang naman to, Lord, hindi pa, nag-obey pa ako sa'yo, Lord. Pag nakatatlo, Lord, disobedience na to, Lord, hindi na ako nagpa-follow sa'yo. As if, Jesus will tell you, okay, okay lang yan, dalawa, okay pa yan, sige. O huwag ka nang tatatlo, ha. Parang sinasabi natin, Lord, mag-adjust ka sa'kin. Gusto kong uminom. Niyaya ako ng mga kaibigan ko. Mag-adjust ka sa'kin. Parang may boundary lines, parang sinasabi natin, Lord, mahal naman namin ang isa't isa. Pakakasalan ko naman siya after 10 years. Nagpipremarital sex nga lang kami ngayon. The question is, hanggang saan, paano natin iniintindi yung obedience na to kay Lord? Eh Lord, sabi ng Romans 16:16, greet each other with a holy kiss. Eh, holy kiss naman kami. Hindi naman kami nagsisex. Holy kiss pa lang. Necking. Alam mo yun, touchy-touchy. Lord, nag-o-obey pa naman ako sa'yo. Eh sinabi ni Lord, hindi. Walang ganun. Eh Lord, hindi naman kami katulad ng iba, pumapatay ng tao kami. Lord, same-sex relationship, okay lang to. Hindi naman siguro masama to. Eh sasabihin ni Lord, hindi. Hindi nga eh. Walang ganun. Kinray tayo ni Lord as man and woman. Now, sasabihin natin kay Lord, Lord, mag-adjust ka sa akin. Eh, may feelings ako eh. Tao ako. May nararamdaman ako. Nagmamahalan kami. Ang tanong, anong grade mo na ba? Grade 4? Grade 5? Sobra ka makapang ano kay Lord? Lord, ano ba naman yan? Gagraduate na ako, mag-grade 6 na ako. But we are saying, Lord, mag-adjust ka sa akin. But is that really about what we say, what we mean when we say lordship? Are you here with me? Lordship is obedience, not an oath. It's not about what you say, it's all about what you do. It's all about what you do, may nakatingin man o wala. And lordship is a devotion, never a duty. Hindi mo gagawin ng isang bagay kasi napipilitan ka. Lord, sinabi mo kasi, Lord, ano ba naman to? Pagod na ako, ganito na naman ang gagawin ko. But it's a devotion, it's a delight. Lord, sarap magbasa ng Bible, sarap mag-pray, sarap mag-attend ng worship service. Lord, ang sarap mag-share ng gospel. Lord, ang sarap ng hindi tumitingin sa mga nude pictures. Lord, ang sarap pala ng feeling ng alam mo, hindi ako nakikisama sa mga green jokes. And lordship is an ongoing relationship. Hindi lang ngayon. Hindi lang dahil on fire tayo, sarap ng worship, ang galing ng music team. Napawawa ko, grabe Lord, yung presence mo, ibang klase. Talagang, Lord, umiyak ako. But it's not a one-time affair. It's an ongoing relationship. Again, let me close with this. We obey God not because we have to, but we obey Jesus as our Lord simply because of who He is, what He has done for you and me, and because He is our Savior, He is our Lord. Simple as that. Huwag na natin gawing komplikado. Napakasimple lang. Bakit natin susundin si Lord? Hindi dahil sa discipline mo. Hindi dahil sa mga ginagawa natin, pero dahil sa ginawa ng Panginoon over 2,000 years ago. Napako siya para sa atin. He died for us. Minsan ang tao nagmamalaki, Lord, oh, why will I obey you? But Jesus is worthy of all our devotion. Can you say amen? He's worthy. And we will obey Him not because of what we do, what we can do, but because of what He has done and because of who He is in our lives. That indeed, Jesus is so good, faithful, died for our sins. That is why He is our Lord. He is supreme. He is the one who calls the shot. He is the master. He is the boss. There's no question. Susundin lang natin ang Panginoon, Lord. Basta sinabi mo. Sabi sa Bible, the will of God is good, pleasing, and perfect. Lord, basta sinabi mo, susundin ko. Wala na ang tanong. Hindi ako mag-a-adjust. Lord, ako mag-a-adjust sa'yo. Dahil ikaw ang Diyos. Ikaw ang boss ko. Are you here with me? I want to pray right now. You know, I believe the Lord is here and God is speaking to all of us here today. Maybe matagal ka ng Kristiyano o bago ka pa lang, first time ka nakapag-attend dito, but I know in my heart that God is speaking to all of us here. Somehow we forget or because the reality is we are forgetful people. We forget that Jesus is the Lord of our lives. Jesus is our boss. He is our master. He is the one who calls the shot. He is the one who directs us. But because we are forgetful people, we tend to direct our own path, our own way. Lord, boss ka, pero boss din ako. It's not gonna work. There should be only one boss sa buhay natin. Si Jesus lang yun, mga kapatid. Hindi ikaw, hindi yung boyfriend mo, hindi yung girlfriend mo, hindi yung parents mo. Praise God that you obey your parents. Sabi ni Lord yun. Pero more than them, si Jesus. Ang boss natin. Lord, we thank you, God, for this time, Lord God. We pray, Lord, that you would just allow us, Lord God, and speak to our hearts, Lord. Lord, about Lordship, about Jesus, period, God. It's all about you, never about us, Lord. Lord, na mamumuhay kami, Lord, sa spiritual life namin, Lord God, na may pagsunod sa iyo, Panginoon. Hindi namin susundin ang mga gusto namin, desires ng heart namin, o ng ibang tao, pero ikaw lang, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's give God praise.